This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Congresswoman Angie Craig is stepping away from the DFL endorsement contest in Minnesota's U.S. Senate race and will instead focus on competing in the August primary for the open seat. The announcement came today, just days before delegates gather in Rochester for the state DFL convention, where Craig and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan had been expected to battle for the party's backing. In remarks to supporters, Craig said she remains committed to the DFL party, but argued the endorsement process no longer represents the full range of voters across Minnesota. A staggering 32,000 veterans are homeless across the United States. U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison is part of a bipartisan congressional group looking to change that. Morrison tells MNN that her bill, called the Housing for All Veterans Act, is modeled after housing vouchers used in Minnesota to secure housing for low-income veterans.
When the medical community recognized homelessness as a social determinant of health, I think that really kind of led to much greater understanding about what leads a person to good health. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a roof over your head, everything else in your life falls apart.
Morrison is a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and state lawmakers have approved a $4.5 million compensation payment for Marvin Haynes, who spent nearly 20 years in prison for a murder conviction that was later overturned. Haynes was convicted in the 2004 killing of a Minneapolis woman, but a judge vacated the conviction in 2023 after determining key witness testimony had been coerced. Governor Walz recently signed the Minnesota Imprisonment and Exoneration Remedies Act, which provides compensation for people who are wrongfully imprisoned. A new federal law that was introduced by Senator Amy Klobuchar will require the FCC to vet broadband companies that can access federal funds for rural projects. Minnesota Telecom Alliance CEO Brent Christensen says this will protect that funding and make sure projects actually happen.
That's important because a few years ago, LTD won a bunch of money in Minnesota and then ended up not fulfilling their obligations. So this will properly vet those companies that have used the Universal Service Fund the way it was intended to deploy broadband and make sure that that money stays in Minnesota.
Christensen says expanding access would improve healthcare, education, and daily life for thousands of rural residents. A public hearing is set for June 1st on proposed new liquor regulations at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Metropolitan Airports Commission is considering an updated ordinance covering the retail sale of liquor and wine at airport restaurants, bars, and concession locations. This is MNN.